Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Kirk Collins, and we have a great episode for you today. I have a special guest all the way from Madison, Wisconsin, the always approachable, always available, Miss Brianna Banks is here. We're going to do a throwback jam, do some mind teasers, and talk about what's going on in the news. Are you ready? I am Kirk Collins, and this is The Kirk Collins Show. All right, it is time for a mind teaser. Are you ready? All right, what has hands but cannot clap? A clock. And one more funny mind teaser for today is, what has to be broken before it is used? Eggs. And welcome back. I am your host, Kirk Collins. Don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to. Hit subscribe so you'll be notified as soon as a new episode comes out. Also, follow us on social media. You can follow us on Facebook at The Kirk Collins Show. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Kirk Collins. And today we have one of my favorite all-time songs, a throwback jam. It is from this fabulous band. They're called Cleopatra. They're from the 90s. They were the only band that ever opened up for the Spice Girls in 2 concerts. So, check it out. Here's You Got It.
Baby, don't you know I'll never let you go. This call is now being recorded.
Can we just talk about your first podcast with the other drag queen? I'm very disappointed that I didn't get to be the first one because I am the approachable, the Miss Club Wisconsin, the Brian Banks. And then you go to Bianca Limbree. Clearly, she has all the free time in the world to do your interviews. I don't have that space.
She's here. I'm
spending the day with my mother. She came to Madison to hang up for Mother's Day. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Did you hear that? She said hello.
Say it again.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, she's
how are you?
For Mother's Day. I guess what I'm doing, I'm taking her to Milwaukee to see Cher tomorrow.
Shut up.
Yeah, what a good song that is, right?
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I've never seen her in a concert, so that's good.
No, like,
yeah,
she's literally
for the weekend, and we're going to go to Milwaukee tomorrow and go see Cher and then spend the night and come back home and go to work.
Living the life. Living life. Okay, are you ready? Should we get started?
Isn't it already recording? All that fun part should be an interview, right?
Oh, maybe I'll put it in there. Just be lucky. They're always approachable, always available. Our first guest today is Miss Brianna Banks. Hi, Miss Brianna Banks.
Oh, instant applause. Hold on.
Hey, how are you, Kurt?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
You know, I'm fabulous. I'm here on my one of my busy days. I'm taking time on my hectic schedule to do this podcast just for my best friend in LA living a fabulous life.
Oh, that is
who
actually is taking
this
time?
Podcast, by the way, how many viewers do you have?
Over 600 and six countries, excuse me, six countries. So
well, hello, 600 friends all over the world.
All over the world.
Yes, but you find me on Facebook, Instagram, Christian Mingle, and Twitter.
And where can we find
Gay
you on Instagram?
Gay for Trump.
Oh, no.
Did you imagine?
No. Hillary 2020.
Oh, please, God. You said, where can I find
you? Oh, Bernie.
Girl, you're not talking politics here, baby.
No, this is not a political show. But vote Democrat. Where can we find you on Instagram?
Instagram is kind of tricky because I don't really have a girl Instagram. I have just the boy Instagram. So my main page that I kind of do both drag and non-drag is Closet UWSP, all one word. Closet UWSP.
Closet UWSP.
Correct.
All right. So, Miss Brianna Banks. Okay, so can you tell us
why don't you tell your followers a little history about how you met me and how much you love me, and then we can get into the question.
So, well, I first met Miss Brianna Banks when I was just a young little kid. My friend Tamara was friends with you, and I think the first time I saw you was in Milwaukee at Pride Fest.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
You were hosting this show, and I was like, who is this fabulous lady? And so that was like our first little encounter, but we didn't become friends right away. We didn't really become friends until we swapped places. Like, I lived in Madison, you lived in Milwaukee, and then we switched. And then
crazy?
We started becoming friends.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because you realized how cool I was and how, like, you were missing something in your life.
And then the rest is history.
And the rest is history. And we've had some of the best times together.
So okay,
Vegas twice.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Vegas twice. When we go in the club and it's still nighttime, we come out and we're like, oh, it's a brand new day.
Hello. Oh, my God. Yeah, we have lived a wild time, but you are a wild child, baby.
And you can keep up with me. And that's why we're really good friends.
Amen. Carefree. No bucks.
Carefree. Zero bucks. Whenever we're together, we just have so much fun, make great videos, and people love it.
Very inspirational.
The title of my comedy album. Inspired. You can purchase anywhere. So when are you coming to L.A.?
Oh, God, I'm going to be in L.A. Wednesday, May 26th, until the following Wednesday. It's going to be a crazy time. Are you ready for me to be back in L.A., girl?
Oh, I'm actually out of town that time, so I'm ready for you. No problem.
Well, thank God I have the password to your household, honey.
Shit. We changed it.
Oh,
actually,
just
kidding. You know, like, we kind of were roommates at one time, weren't we?
Yeah, I guess, per se.
Technically.
Like, you guys came in the middle, I was there.
Yeah.
I think I'm the fan social
was
three figures.
Too hot for you.
Oh, my God. Living in Little India was horrible.
We had so much fun, though. And then before that, we were even roommates in my one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, stop talking about all this stuff, girl.
That was a wild time.
That was wild. I lived in the same place as a bar all day, just flapping all around.
But yeah, I am excited to be back in L.A. You know, L.A. is always a fabulous time. I can only take it in moderation. The doses, you know, but I love coming up there because people like yourself and Santos and Willie and Jacob and all of them are there. So it's going to be fun to be back with you guys and hang out and have a good time. And it's DragCon weekend. We got VIP passes, so I'm very excited. My first DragCon, and it's going to be in L.A. with some good friends. So
it is going to be fun. Is Brianna coming?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think I'm going to bring her just because I don't really want to have to worry about all the press and photography.
Oh, I'm bringing Trixie.
Oh, God, girl. Unless she dies.
No, girl, it's time for a comeback.
No, Brianna is not going to make an appearance, so. No.
That's okay. Let's just say what is it that you're doing there in Madison, Wisconsin, Miss Brianna?
Ooh, well, I am a fabulous drag entertainer. I'm very, very well known. I travel all over the state of Wisconsin, every corner, every crevice, every crack, every bar, every restaurant. No, I do like a lot of Wausau, Stevens Point, La Crosse, Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Appleton. I mean, I can keep on going. Should I keep on going?
Minneapolis, Chicago.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I have a lot of opportunities. I'm very, very humble, very grateful. But I do drag about 2-3 times a week. I do work full-time at Spectrum Reach, which is an advertising agency portion of Spectrum Cable. I am a national.
So if you need a discount...
You're really
good. Miss Brianna Banks.
Dude, this is why I can't do like a phone interview. We gotta be in person because I would have slapped you.
Thanks. Yeah, the number is 1-800 Spectrum and ask for Jason. 1-800 Spectrum.
You can't even reach me if you try it, baby. You can think that's not my deal. I don't do all that nasty shit. But I did say everyone calls me for cable advice. And I'm like, nope, call customer service, baby.
Yeah, our internet wasn't working. I was like, Jason, do you know what to do? He's like, who is this? I'm like, really?
You're horrible. You are terrible. So I do work full time, Monday through Friday. I do drag all over the country and bars all over the state and then beyond the borders on the weekends. And this happens to me on one of my days off, so I'm very happy that we can have this conversation finally after 3 months of trying. And yeah, I'm just a very busy person, and I always live by the motto, you only have one life to live, and it's your life to live, so make the most of it. So.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how Brianna came about?
Brianna came about in 2004. It was, as we always do, Halloween. You know how that happens.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
And then you just fell in love with it?
Yeah, you know, I put drag, I was in drag, what I thought was drag, and it really wasn't drag, and I didn't shave my face, and went out to the bars to a Halloween party, and I was Christina Aguilera from the MTV Music Awards.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. I ended up, actually, long story short, I ended up having a great time, getting a lot of compliments, and I woke up in the bedroom next to a cow, a man who was a cow, by the way, so it was a wild evening. But yeah, I've continued to, you know, Halloween kind of kick things off, got a lot of compliments, and then I did some shows here and there for Turnabout or fundraiser. I was very big in my early stages of career. I still am giving back and doing fundraisers, but I was very big on all I did back then was fundraisers, charity events. So like every entertainer should give back to your community, and right. That's what I did. So that's where I got my start. And after that, you know, I did pageants, and I won a lot of pageants and a few big ones here and there. I'm the current Miss Club Wisconsin, which means I am a state title holder for the club system. I travel all over the state to go to every bar and venue to represent the big state crown. But I mean, it's a long 15 years I can go on and on and on, but I've been around a very long time, and it all started one Halloween night in rural Wisconsin, way up north in Republican country, and I went to a Halloween party, and there I was born.
And then you woke up next to a cow. It's very Wisconsin.
Literally.
What is it that you love about doing drag?
What I love about doing drag. You know, there's so many things. I feel like, well, I say there's so many good things, there is also some bad things that I don't like about drag, but let's just have one positive thing. The good things about drag is you get to spread a sense of entertainment, a sense of love. I think for me, I like to make sure that all of my audience members are engaged in my performances, whether I'm on the microphone or on the stage performing. I do host a lot of events, so I feel like making sure the audience is awake, aware, and engaged is a good thing, because if they're having fun, they're going to come back, they're going to tell people, bring more people, and, you know, it's all about customer retention, ideally, right?
Right.
But I do like dressing up and creating a look, creating an illusion, trying to look like a celebrity. I don't really have a character I portray, but you know, I like to do like Shania Twain, Kelly Clarkson.
I was going
to
say, you do a mean Shania Twain.
And yeah, like, you know, I really should probably try to execute the look, but I'm good.
But there's so much to love about drag. You know, the attention, the opportunities, you know, whether it's financially, whether it's the notoriety, whether it's meeting so many people from all walks of life, and just being able to spread a smile. You know, I did a show, actually I'm going to tell you this on the podcast at some point, but I did a show in Stevens Point a few weeks ago back in my hometown. It was a sold out crowd, and you know, I made a point to let them know that while we're inside this building and for the next 90 minutes, let's just spread love, because outside those doors, it's a fucking shithole world, right? The world we're living in is truly sad, and it sucks to even say we live in America because of everything that's happening. But you're like, as long as we're in this building, let's just spread love. If you know somebody who's struggling with who they are, whether they're black, white, Asian, Latino, gay, lesbian, trans, bisexual, non-conforming, let them know that there is help. There's people who love and support them, like everyone in that room. And that they gave me a big thunderstorm of applause. So really, what I'm trying to say is, being entertainer, we can change lives. We may not always be able to change opinions, because we all have opinions, but as long as I can address those opinions and they're respectful about them and they, you know, take it for what it is, you never know whose life you'll change or whose smile you put on the face. And I feel like smiling is contagious, and it makes the world a better place.
Amen.
That was so long. I'm so sorry. I'm a little long-winded.
No, that's great.
She was very short, and I was like, no, I gotta step my game up, because I can interview, baby. I'm gonna give you all the details, all the logistics.
She was edited. It's fine. I'm just kidding. So it's hard to manage two personas.
I think the hardest part is the social media.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't like being called Brianna when I'm not Brianna, but at the end of the day, I have worked very hard to, and I know you're all laughing at this, but I worked very hard to create the celebrity status that I have in my state, and so everyone knows me, and I'm a drag, and they always say Brianna. So it's not hard for me to separate the two. Obviously, I would like to, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to be able to, just because of the status I currently carry.
Have you ever struggled with maintaining Jason and Brianna, or has it always been really easy to manage both?
Mm-mm. Everyone asks me, how do I do it? I don't even know how to do it. I've been doing it for so long. You know, my career started out slow. It wasn't until I moved to Milwaukee in 2007 when my career really took off. And I was doing drag 3-4 nights a week. I mean, it was just nonstop. Lakaj, Triangle. Remember Mona's? I mean, these
are... Oh, yeah, I remember Mona's and Triangle. Those aren't around no more.
But, you know, we were doing drag for so long. And I'm doing a lot more nowadays, too, just because I feel like as a state title holder, my job is to not only win the pageant, but reign and be visible all over where I can when I can. So I'm definitely wearing myself out, but I'm definitely trying to do the best job that I can to make sure that whoever I pass the torch on to is set up for success.
What are you going to do next if your reign is over?
I always say retire.
Shut up.
I always say that, but I just, you know, and you're an entertainer, and, you know, you can probably confirm what I'm about to say, but we're always going to be entertainers. We're always going to have the love of the stage, right?
Right.
We're always going to want that attention. You're doing it differently. You're doing it now via your stand-up shows and your podcast, where I'm still doing the
putting on the... Oh, and acting, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was a little shout-out. See, I got you if you got me, then.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm bad at Amazon. It's still there. It's falling in the charts, but it's still there.
I was number one for a whole day and number two for 8. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
But what am I going to do? So, I don't know. I'm living my life one day at a time. That's all you can do. I don't want to say I'm going to retire. I definitely want to step aside and stop and slow down. I do.
Right.
I don't know if I think I told you this, but you know, my daytime career, my real job, is where I want to try to start excelling at and get to where I want to be. And there's so much room for growth in my field and in my company. I'm looking at maybe putting in one more year of medicine and figuring out where I'm going to go next. So stay tuned.
Great. Yeah. I think you're a wonderful technician. I love those people that come to your house and install everything.
That's like a fantasy of mine. Kind of like a hot people that come over and
install your home. It's such a fantasy of mine.
Can we talk raunchy on these podcasts?
Can we what?
Can we talk raunchy like this on this podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'll just have to mark it explicit.
Oh, God. Can we swear?
You can swear. Bianca is swearing away. Doesn't it feel good to get it out?
God, yes. You should ask me what I was doing at 5 in the morning last night.
Oh, well, since you brought it, what were you doing at 5 in the morning?
Air quotes, you're getting it out.
Oh, I love it, though. Because we're very real people, which I think people also like.
People forget we are real. We say what we say. We say how we say it. We have feelings, and especially yourself included, you know, me and you are kind of similar in a way because we say what we say, how we say it, and we do offend people, but at the end of the day, people who know us generally won't get offended and they're going to be okay, right?
Right. And if you are offended, like, we generally don't mean it in a happy way. We're just kind of telling you, like, just kind of how I see it.
Correct.
I mean, come on, people. Get it together. That's the theme of the world here.
Right.
Okay, my question is, what do you think of the success of the RuPaul Drag Race Queen?
Oh, well, you know, that's a loaded question because I have lots of opinions, obviously. I actually just did a show last night here in Madison at Prism, formerly known as Plan B. Myself, I had a few other girls locally, and then we had a special guest, Brooklyn Heights, who is top 5 this year right now on season 11.
Oh, wow.
Do you know who she
Come
is?
Brooklyn Heights? Brooklyn Heights. Which one is she?
The tall, blonde ballerina from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
She is so amazing. She was so friendly. She actually wanted to be there, and she was mingling, having fun. So that was humbling to know people on that show are still real people, because I've met some people who are absolute assholes and cunts and arrogant. And
anyone you would like to name?
No, not at all. But I feel like RuPaul's Drag Race, for the last 11 years, has really pushed drag into a good place. I feel like there's so much controversy as far as RuPaul not allowing anyone else but an cis white or a cis man to be on the show. So like a drag king or a cis woman, they are pushing for those people to have those opportunities, or trans women for that matter. I kind of agree that, you know, there should be an opportunity for those people as well, but I feel like there should be a different type of show.
Well, they had Gia... Is it Gia Dunn?
Yeah, they have trans queens on the show. I do agree. But they're saying that they're coming out as trans after the fact, not pre, you know, pre-show.
Well, yeah, I think it's a little bit suspicious because RuPaul always says, like, I was born naked and the rest is drag. So if she's saying that, doesn't it mean that pretty much anybody or everybody is doing drag just by the way they present themselves? So if you have a show called Drag Race, couldn't it almost be anybody?
I totally agree. I don't know where or what her opinions are or what she was thinking. It's obviously a successful show, even though everyone's bitching about what goes on the show, but they're still going to watch and tune in. I'm very
like Nina West. I was devastated.
You know, we're not even going to go there right now, but I'm very proud of everything RuPaul has brought to the front light, and I feel like it's a great opportunity not only for RuPaul girls to get to travel around the world and do their thing, but it's a great opportunity for us local queens because now we have so many more opportunities. I don't know how many fucking brunch shows we've been doing since RuPaul has come about, how many more straight clubs we've been doing because RuPaul has come about, private events we've been doing because RuPaul. So thank God for it. Now, it sucks that we can be in the same show like last night with Brooklyn, and we have to pay for our drinks, and she comes in and she has a loaded bar, and she gets a check probably like $6,000, and we get $80. But that's a whole different situation, right?
Right.
Right. But
do you think it has hurt local queens?
I think it hasn't. I feel like for me, if you make that show, you're set up. You're like a celebrity. You know, you're a celebrity nationally known, worldwide known. So all celebrities get paid lots of money. So I see why they get what they get. If I want that kind of money, I will try out and get on the show. I don't want to ever be on the show because I feel like it's a lot of work, and I'm very, very happy with the career I have and where I'm at in my life. But locally, I feel like a lot of queens don't take advantage of opportunities, or they're underpaying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're not going to try out for RuPaul's Drag Race? You have no desire? I think you'd be so good on it.
I don't have any desire. It's just so much work. If I had somebody who could make all my stuff, shoot my video, help me do everything for it, I'll do all the work once I'm on it. But, you know, I think my personality would take me a long way. I would win any kind of, like, sewing challenges because I can't sew. But I can dance. I can act. I can try to sing.
Yeah, I think you remind me of a lot of the current queen, what's her name, Silky Ganache?
Yeah, I love her.
I love her, actually. She's actually crazy as hell. I'm like, I'm a girl.
You know what?
Like, get it together.
If I know Silky outside of the show, before the show, she is a sweet, down-to-earth, humble country bumpkin, right? She is completely opposite of what she's being portrayed as. Obviously, it's TV. We're all being portrayed as something, right?
Right.
But I feel everyone hates her, right? But I feel like her, if I ever made that show, that is how I will be 100% of the time, giving you personality, making sure I get that camera time, because at the end of the day, you only get one chance to try to get as much fame as possible, and I want to be remembered.
Right, and she's still there, so... I think it'd be great, so don't rule it out, you know?
Why don't you try it out?
Well, there's this problem where I can't do my own makeup, I can't do my own nails, I can't do my own hair, I definitely don't sew. So basically go into Forever 21 and pick out some dresses and go to
the Welcome to the world of new drag queens.
Yeah. Also title holder, thank you, Miss Club 5 Amateur. Thank you. And I have performed with the RuPaul's Drag Race Queen before. Thank you.
Yes, you have. I'm so proud of you. You just come so far.
Right? Just quite the career, Miss Trixie. So what do you love better, hosting a pageant, being in one, or being a judge?
Oh, can I just rank them in order? Because I love them all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And tell me why you like each one.
Yeah, I think for me, hosting is obviously, you already know, hosting is something I do every day, all day, everywhere. And it's something I'm very good at. I like hosting, obviously, because if you're in charge, you're like kind of like a captain of the ship. You're kind of like steering how the night's going to go, right? Nothing worse than a boring MC, right? So I'd make sure that whether I don't care if it's fun, if it's pushing boundaries, I'm going to say something that's going to wake the audience up and have a good time. So hosting is always number one for me, whether it's a pageant or a show. Two for me is I like to compete. I'm a competitor. I'm competitive, whether it's playing volleyball, playing darts.
And you do not like to lose.
Yeah, playing Nintendo Wii, doing drag competitions. I've been very lucky to win most of my competitions. I've done about 14 of them. Probably lost 3 of the 14, so I have a good percentage rate. But competition for me is why are you laughing? Is that funny?
No, I'm very proud of you. Yeah, I was trying to think of what the 14 divided by 3, your rate is. Well, that's how it goes. 3 divided by 14. Okay.
But competing is good. That's not only, it gives you opportunities after the fact, whether you win or lose, but it also pushes you as an entertainer to improve yourself and get better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, obviously, it's still good, but it would be last of 3, it would be judging. I think, who am I to tell you how to do your drag? But I do like judges because they're there to offer the critique, offer another opinion, and it's definitely insightful. Not all the time, but most of the time I definitely utilize, and I think everyone should utilize judges' critique. So I'm always going to give you a positive and a negative. And I'm never going to be negative all the time, but I'm going to, if I have something to say bad, I'm going to also give you something that's going to lift you up at the same time.
Right. Is it hard to be impartial? Because I'm assuming that a lot of times you know some of the people.
I know, yeah, it really is. I don't like judging because of that fact. I'm always impartial. I'm always going to be fair, but it's hard to be, like you said, impartial because I know everybody. I'm pretty much friends with a lot of people, or I hate you, period. But I'm going to be fair to you even if I don't like you, you know. But it is hard. That's why I don't like judging because of that reason.
Okay. And what advice would you give someone who is starting out in a drag career?
Please wear earrings, eyelashes, nails, and pants. Please, for the love of God, give me some kind of shape.
Give me some kind of shape. I'm just naturally curvy.
At the end of the day, my number one thing to any new drag queens is, there's so much I want to say, but I'm trying to be PC about it. Be humble. Be willing to grow.
Be humble.
Be willing to learn. Be willing to support everybody anywhere, whenever you can, because I feel like Madison's a good example. There's so much drag and there's so much different variety of it. And if you come out and support a show on a random night, a Tuesday, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday, because we do drag about 5 minutes a week here in Madison, you're gonna get a chance to be booked in a show. So just come support. Be humble. Be willing to learn and be able to take critique because we're gonna give it to you whether you like it or not. It's how you roll with it and, you know, take that criticism from us, you know. So.
Right. And I forgot to talk about the other day, you know, the Spice Girls are my favorite band in the world, and you got to be a Spice Girl. What was it like?
Yes. What did you say?
What was it like?
Being you know,
ginger.
I love these Spice Girls. We love our Spice Girls, baby, right? So I jump on any opportunity I can to do a Spice Girls mix of Spice Girls song. I put in my Spice Girls big old go-go boots on it.
And they were huge. But,
yeah, I've had those for like 10 years and I've worn them twice. But so
you should just bring them to DragCon.
I should just bring them to DragCon. You're right. Just be a Spice Girl.
Let's go, girl. I'll be posh.
It was so much fun. You know where the Majestic is?
Yeah, I saw Mandy Moore there.
Oh, my God. It's a beautiful venue. The staff is fantastic. It packs the house, and they love the drag theme songs. And the next one is Friday, June 14th, so come for that one. I won't be there, but come for that one anyway. But it was such a great time. I love Spice Girls, and everyone thoroughly enjoyed my ginger. Everyone was good. Bianca was Baby Spice. We had Amethyst, who was Scary Spice. Charisma was Posh Spice. And then my daughter, Kendra, was Sporty Spice. So it was a good time. We did the big old Mega Mix song of every song that ever done, and it was a great time. I loved it. I know you would love it. That's why I played you the video. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I know. I'm really sad I wasn't there because, you know, I Spice Girls are my girl.
I was hoping you were going to fly in nonchalantly and say, hey, girl.
Hey, I'm not there yet, but someday, girl.
Right.
All right, we're going to do some rapid-fire questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
So this is, just say whatever comes to your mind first.
Like one word or whatever, how many words I can?
You got as many words as you want.
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Grease.
What was it?
Grease.
Oh, Grease. Yeah. Favorite song?
Favorite song. Oh, my God. You know, I'm always going to be a Shania fan. My favorite song is Any Man of Mine.
Oh, I love that. Favorite food?
Ooh, chicken fried rice. Extra egg, no veggie.
He does not like veggies, folks. Like, no joke.
I'm allergic.
He will return it. There's one parsley in there. Okay, least favorite thing to do?
Ooh, hang out with Kirk Collins.
Hi, girl, that is a lie. A lie.
Yeah, that
lie.
Is a lie. I'm just joking. My least favorite thing to do is probably laundry.
Oh, amen. Least favorite food? Oh, vegetables.
Vegetables. Any kind of vegetable except carrots, corn, and potatoes. I hate onions.
It's good to...
I hate that green, grassy thing called lettuce.
Just wild. What is your happy place?
A happy place is in my bedroom watching any kind of NFL football game and scrolling through Pornhub.
Who's your hero?
My mother. My mother is actually with me this weekend. I'm taking her to go see Cher tomorrow in Milwaukee. She drove down to this point, so she's spending the weekend with me. And, you know, my mother's my hero because she's a strong, independent, fun-loving, carefree, supportive of everybody, every color, every race, every sex kind of girl and woman, I should say, not woman, or girl. But I feel like without a mother's love, there is nothing special. And I feel like my mom is my hero because she raised all of us as a single mother on one job. It was hard, but she made it through and did what she had to do to make sure we had what we needed and we were set up for a good rest of our lives. So my mother's my hero.
Mama Bang.
Hi, Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Elizabeth Collins, I see you. I love you too.
My mom's wild. It's okay. What annoys you the most?
Oh my God. People who are not on time. People who are... I like to be punctual, and you're just as bad as it is too, girl. You're always late. I like people who are on time.
And you sound like my boss.
Oh my God. Being on time is being early.
Girl, I can't do it.
Not punctual is what annoys me.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
One thing I could change about myself. Well, you know, for many years, actually, I changed one thing that I wanted to change for many years, and I that was to quit smoking. I quit smoking almost a year ago, cold turkey. So that was a big thing. For me, I think I just have the laziness. I don't have the passion to be in the gym and get buff and in shape. I don't want to be bodybuilder-esque, but I want to just tighten and tone up, and I feel like if I could change one thing, it would have to be having the motivation to go to the gym every day.
Oh, it's really hard for me, too. I hate the gym.
It's the worst part. Do you go alone? Do you have a trainer?
I have a trainer. And it helps to have a trainer. My trainer is a hot Colombian man, so it's kind of like a little gift that I get to go see him.
Yeah, maybe I need a trainer. Because I feel like I just get so fucking lazy. And when I get to Planet Fitness, girl, what do? I go right to the tanning bed and lay down and leave.
Oh, I thought you'd be in the steam room.
Oh, we are, son.
What is
I'm a good Christian white woman, and I don't do all that nasty stuff.
Lies, girl, lies. What is your funniest memory of us?
Oh my God, Kurt, we have so many. My head is like flashing through all of like the crazy times, the wild times. One of my favorite memories of us is when you came to my birthday party in Madison, Wisconsin, and we partied the house down, boots.com. You slept with my friend Mac, and you also like broke your head and had a concussion. Remember that time, girl?
Girl, I flipped over a railing.
Yes, on my birthday. You took my train and broke your head.
That
was one of my favorite memories. God, you're still okay, though.
Right? That was an awful concussion. Like, I could not walk. Like, I was a mess.
So it's not funny?
That was just not funny.
It's not funny.
It's kind of funny now because I made it through.
Yep.
All right, Brianna, last question is, what is your legacy?
Ooh, that's a big, loaded question, honey. Brianna Banks' legacy is hoping to go down as a legendary Wisconsin entertainer that was not only willing to help everybody however she could, but You know, she was there for everybody, however she could be. Somebody who was approachable. That's spelled APPROACHARABLE. And just somebody who is, you know, a well-rounded, fun-loving, carefree, punchy at times, but always a good human being. That's all.
Someone who maybe who has uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
I totally described somebody who's not me, but I'm hoping to be that person. I will not give it up.
It is you. It is you. Thank you so much, Brianna, for being on the show. I love you so much, and I cannot wait for you to be in L.A.
Well, I just want to say to all of your followers, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune to every podcast that Kirk Collins does. Make sure you buy every album he puts out on Amazon and iTunes. Thank you for rearranging your schedule to accommodate my busy schedule. I know it was hell, but I love you, and I thank you for considering me, and I hope that you're ready for a wild time in L.A. in a few weeks.
Oh, I'm ready, honey. I am.
No, Santos, I love him, and I miss him, and tell you, Izzy, I hate her, and your dog, I love him. I'll see you guys soon. I love you.
I love you. See you soon, Brianna.
Mwah.
Mwah.
And that was my best friend, Brianna Banks. Thanks, Brianna Banks, for being on the show. You are so funny. And look out, folks, she might be back again. Now it is time for What Is Going On? All right, people are sharing online the weirdest reason a customer got mad at them. Should we go through some of them? I was working at McDonald's. A customer complained that there was not a tomato on her Big Mac. I explained to her that Big Macs do not come with tomatoes unless special ordered. She then proceeded to sing the Big Mac song to me in front of a lobby full of customers, adding the word tomato into the song lyrics in an attempt to prove her point. Fail. This regular. I was working at a coffee and wine bar when I had a man scream at me because he ordered the regular and I didn't know what he wanted. It was my first time meeting him, which catastrophically aligned with the first time I was left to take care of the register alone. I couldn't get away from his yelling an order to ask the people in the back what he wanted because he refused to outright tell me. He just kept screaming, "Don't you know who I am?" over and over. He made such a big scene that his regular order was written out, laminated, and pinned to the cashier register after that. What the fuck? Can you believe? Number 3. The scaled back problem. I worked as a CS representative for a redistributor, and I once had an older gentleman call to order a food scale that was like a 10-pound capacity. The platform was only a few inches wide. When he received it, he called me yelling, "How the hell am I supposed to stand on this thing?" Don't. Can you believe? The upstairs downer. I once had a customer storm upstairs to our customer service department to make a complaint about how we'd moved menswear upstairs. And he couldn't get upstairs because of his knees. And while we had an elevator, he was also claustrophobic, so he couldn't even use the elevator. What? Can you believe? This healthy bird. My first job was in produce department at a local grocery store. One morning, a middle-aged woman came in and asked me if we had any organic pears in the back room because the ones up front didn't look good. I explained to her we would be getting our shipment in the following morning and she could come back then. Otherwise, we'd have regular pears available in the next row. She did not like this, and aside from getting yelled at, she requested to speak with my manager. What killed me, though, was as she was about to walk away, she turned and said, "I'll be back tomorrow to get my pears, but I don't know what my bird is going to eat today. He only eats organic." Ha 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 ha. And that is this episode of Can You Believe? Special thank you to my dear, dear friend, Brianna Banks. Thank you so much for being on this episode. I love you so much. DragCon, here we come, girl. You ready? We will be here. And we'll tell you all about it when we get back. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you like this podcast, you can support it every month for as low as 99 cents. It's 99 cents. Just find the link in my profile. Also, don't forget, you can leave me a voicemail. I want to hear from you. What do you think of the show? Do you have a question you've been burning to ask me? Anything you want to say at all? Let us know. Something going on in your life? Let us know. Call my voicemail link in the profile. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook at The Kirk Collins Show. I love you.